Emotional eating or stress eating is when you use food to make yourself feel better. Many of us reach for our favorite comfort foods to satisfy emotional needs, rather than looking at the actual need. This can be a difficult trap to get out of. Taking the time to love, bless, and honor your body by realizing and acknowledging that food does not provide emotional comfort can help you feel better about yourself. That's one of the reasons why we love the Blessism for emotional eating so much. I'm Leslie Riopel with the Gratitude Project, and I invite you to relax and sit back and enjoy the Blessism for emotional eating. I bless my emotions today and honor their place in my life. I fully realize and acknowledge that food does not provide emotional comfort. I apologize to my body for any times I have used food in place of emotional comfort. I acknowledge my emotions and understand I must learn how to work with them instead of trying to hide them or cover them up with food. I bless my emotions and know they provide a rich, fulfilling life. Food cannot fill an emotional void. I know there may be other things I need to look at that may be going on in my life that may be causing me to overeat or use food as emotional comfort. I vow to give my body what it needs through proper nutrition. From now on, I strive to eat to live, rather than live to eat. I honor my body and take pride in feeding my body what it needs to thrive. Food is no longer my addiction, but my fuel. I strive to eat real, whole foods in a healthy manner and realize that when I eat in this manner, I literally feel better. Thank you. So take a moment to reflect on how that blessism makes you feel. The next time you feel like you are substituting food for emotional comfort, take a moment to step back and ask yourself what is really going on and repeat the Blessism for emotional eating. Thanks for joining me on the Gratitude Project, 365 days of gratitude and mindful blessings for a happy, healthy, healed life. To find out more about Blessisms, please visit our website at mindfullyblessed.com. You can also visit one of our two podcast shows, Stressed to Mindfully Blessed or Abundance Mindset. Thanks for joining me today.